Blog Talk Radio.
Anticipating being with you again on this Wednesday. Praise the Lord. We are here. Welcome to this edition of Christian Talk with Tamar and Tasila. Hi, Tasila. How are you today?
I'm doing very good. And yourself?
I am pretty good. As a matter of fact, I'm great. I'm doing real good today. Praise the Lord. Always good to minister and to talk about the things of the Lord and just having a good time in the spirit. So, yes, I'm doing good. Right now, I would like for all of you who are listening, whether you're listening on your computers or on your phone, to go to your inbox if you're on your computers, grab your phone and start texting family and friends and encourage them to dial in right now. Okay, our number to dial in is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of Tamar and Tasila to listen from your computer, okay? And then later on in the week or maybe next week, you can go to Christian Talk on Solar Records Radio, blogtalkradio.com. So go to Christian Talk, Solar Records Radio, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. And listen to the entire program later in the week from your computer. Okay, and also, remember, tomorrow night, Thursday, you can also find us on KBRG The Bridge. And you just go to radio.kbrgthebridge.com on Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's our time out here in California. Okay, so check your time zone and listen from your computer. Okay? Okay. Praise the Lord. All right, now, if you're looking for a place to worship, well, we invite you to come and worship with us. Worship with us, Pastor Tasila and the congregation at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. Come and worship with us. We would love to have you come and visit us. We're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And I'm going to repeat that. That's Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, and that's every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Yeah, that's right. It's in the afternoon, 1:30 p.m. So you will find us in an upper room. You can't miss it. And we want you to come and join us, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. And we know that once you come, you're going to be truly blessed. And we would just love to have you with us. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after this. Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. And Pastor Tasila, are you ready for TNT time? Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on, I hear something. TNT moment, which is actually our TNT time. So, Pastor Tasila, what do we have? What's our topic today?
Well, it's the reading of the Bible. How can I understand it? A lot of people are reading, but they don't know what they're reading. They're not understanding it. And so we're going to give out a couple of clues as much as we can that Lord has showed us. But if you understand it the same way Peter understood who Jesus was through the spirit of revelation, that's how you understand it. The same way that Peter understood who Jesus was through the spirit of revelation, that's how we understand it. And Jesus clapped back at Peter and said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father in heaven. So the only way to understand is for the person who wrote it to give you an unveiling of what he is truly talking about. Because it's a book of words, a lot of words. And a lot of times, people who can read try to intellectualize the Bible. But with the Bible, sorry, you need an interpreter. And that's the Holy Spirit. Spirit-filled people really understand the Word of God. But you need the interpreter to take it on. And to give you an understanding of what you are reading. And, you know, there's a big president in Russia, for instance, and he attends a church, and he reads the scriptures. And somebody might say, so how do you know? Because you don't live there. I know because I have witnessed both events, him attending church and reading the Bible out loud at a town hall. He had a huge town hall meeting, and he had his Bible in his hand, and he read it to the people. And when he read the Bible, he caused it to fit his narrative of war that he's participating in. Yes, I'm talking about the same Ukraine war he is in right now. He actually has scriptures for his actions. He really felt commissioned to do the things that he is doing, to steal lives and to destroy property and all the things that is going on. He read the scripture to fit his narrative. He took the word and misused it for his time of war, for his war crimes against humanity. Yet it is the same Bible that we all read on Sunday morning. Mm. And that is because you cannot intellectualize or make the word fit for what you think it's supposed to be. You have to allow the Lord to tell you, even for that time. The word Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. I know for me, I totally want the Holy Spirit to give me a full revelation of the meaning of his word. I don't need to make up anything. I only want to know what God is trying to say for real. But keep in mind, the Bible words are not regular words like people think. They're just words. The words of the Lord are pure words, though. They come from him, and they are purified and like tried silver in a furnace of earth. Purified seven times. There are seven dimensions to God's word. These words that are written in the Bible are the same words that spoke our universe into existence. He spoke the breath of life into our very beings. If he decided to forget about all of us, we wouldn't even be here. His word is so pure and filled with depth and dimensions. There are many layers to his word. That's why it is from everlasting to everlasting. His word is filled with wisdom, and he has created a house without hands with this same truth. Isn't that something? Within his own believers and by his word.
Yeah.
It's so deep. He has created a house without even touching us. Just with the breath of his words. That's so interesting. We have all become spoken into existence by his word. His healing power is in his word. Remember, he is his word. Like John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He is his word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The word is powerful and creative power within itself. It's a creative power just alone. Psalm says, I awake in the night and I consider your word. We meditate on his word. We ponder his word. And it is a way that causes us to understand it when we do it like that. Now, keep in mind that God is his word, like we just said, and John 14, and the word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. His word is filled with grace, mercy, and truth. I said that to say that a nice person can say something, and in a personal relationship will help you understand his word. It's like someone can tell you a story about another person, but because you know them personally, you kind of know where the yeast lies. You know if they're speaking the truth about that person or not.
Right.
Yes, the word of God, his word is alive and is active. It's living, like Paul says, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joint from marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Passion Translation really brings it into action. It says, for we have the living word of God, which is full of energy like a two-mouth sword. A two-mouth sword, what does that mean? Because God speaks his word, then we, in agreement, also speak his word, and it becomes a two-mouth sword. By us repeating and speaking the things that we know to be true. It says it will even penetrate to the very core of our beings, where soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. It interprets and it reveals the true thoughts and secret motives of our hearts. There is not one person who can hide their thoughts from God. For nothing that we do remains a secret, and nothing created is concealed, but everything is exposed and defenseless before his eyes, to whom we must render an account. Man, that makes me laugh so much, because sometimes we feel like we could do things and God doesn't see it, or we could say things about people or do little sneaky things ourselves or whatever. But he sees everything, and it's almost like you're fooling yourself. You have to laugh about it at some point because it becomes a joke, because he sees all, knows all, and he even knows the secrets that is even in our hearts. And you see, God's word, in his view, is our responsibility. It's our thoughts and our principles from which we are to live by. It's the standards that we measure up to, that we all have to measure up to. So God has his way, that even if you can't read, how to write his ways deep into our hearts. And that is interesting, because he can place his word and his rulership within us without us even being able to read, like Jeremiah 31:33, when he says, after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and we will be their God, and they shall be my people. So you see, a thirsty heart that's thirsting after the Lord and his will and his word, and his word will always be filled with understanding. Even in Proverbs, God says, with all your getting, get understanding. His word is worth hiding in your heart. The Word of God is also active because it is a manifestation of the mind and the will of God. 2 Timothy says, it is given to us all by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Jesus said, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And we all know that Jesus is the rock and the Word made flesh. Heaven and earth will pass away, people, but the Word of God will never pass away because he is his Word. So we must submit to the Word of God and allow God to lead us and guide us into all of his truth. We can't just make stuff up. We can't just say that this means this. We really got to get the true meaning from the Holy Spirit and allow God to lead us and guide us by his word. His word is very important for this hour. Because people don't read the word of God is why at this time every man thinks that he could do as he please, because they don't have any understanding of the word. Even when they read it, they're not reading it under the guise of the Holy Spirit. So man thinks that he could just do anything that he pleases. But God has an aha moment about that. And it says in Psalms that he's going to stand and he's going to laugh at those who thought that they could do any and everything that they wanted to do, and that their mind is theirs, their body is theirs, their lips is theirs. They could speak anything that they want, do anything that they please. God is going to stand up and hit the gavel on the table. And a lot of people are going to see that his words matter. The word of God matters. It changes. It heals. It delivers. And it gives you hope. It gives you a peace of mind. I saw a person that was actually drug ridden for a long time and couldn't get out. So what did he decide to do? And it had to come from the wisdom of God, is just read every day God's word. Every day he still did what he was doing, but he kept reading the word of God. And in some time, he was delivered, because there's power in the word of God. As he continued to read that word, and at a point, he was delivered. And when he said he sent his word and it healed them, that's what God can do with his word. He can actually, as you read the word, he can change your frame of mind. He can heal your body. He can take away drugs that you've been bound to, that you've gone to many places to be delivered from, and they can't do it. But God can do it by his word and Holy Spirit. This is just so interesting how God can open up his word even in silence when we don't even realize that he is putting it in us. Like he said, he can put it and write his laws, his rules, his regulations in our hearts and our minds. You ever notice that kids who are like 2, 3, 4 years old who don't know how to read actually know right from wrong? And you'll wonder, well, how did they know? Because the parents have let them ride like a wild weed. But it's because God has put his word in them. He set to so that they might not sin against him or themselves. God sets those things up in little kids. And he sets those things up in big kids and adults, where he puts his word in us. He's actually building his house within us by the words of his mouth. It says in the scripture that wisdom, which is God, has built his house, and he sends his word to build his temple. He's doing the silent work of building a temple within each and every one of us. And the word of God is so powerful, and it's just beyond what we can even imagine. We know that he set the moon, the stars, and the universe in action by the words, and he breathed and created us by his word. All in Genesis, it says, let there be by his words, and it was. So that was all that we all knew, that as he spoke those words, it became so. So at the how you can understand his word is through the revelation of understanding him by having a personal relationship with him, talking to the Lord, realizing that he's real. Now, he's not a God afar off. He's a God close up. And when he speaks his word, it means something. It's not just a regular book. I had someone tell me that that was a history book, and I felt so sad for them that they did not realize that that was the living word of God. And people say stuff like that out of ignorance, that the Bible is a history book. It's not a history book. It's the living word of God. And through relationship, God will unveil his word. Like I said, the word of God has dimensions. It goes into seven dimensions, the word says, and it's layers to it. And he can peel back all the layers as needed for each and every one of us. And don't you feel the same way, Pastor T?
Yeah, I most definitely feel the same way. And Pastor Tasila, what I'm going to come back with my point of view. Well, I can't say mine, actually, because I lean on the Holy Spirit. So there's a lot more to even add to a lot of what you were saying, which is beautiful. And you'll see how we intertwine, because that's how the Holy Spirit does. And I'll be back. So everybody, don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
A love so perfect. Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love. Would you like to know his love is perfect? Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
That love's so
cause he knows what I feel inside.
He touches places
I try so hard to hide.
Those broken spaces
that once made up my life.
Love lifts the darkness
with his overwhelming light. Perfect love. Perfect love, perfect love. A perfect kind of love.
Would you like to know his love is perfect?
Well, let me introduce you to a perfect kind of love.
His love is so perfect,
cause he gave and restored my life.
In a single moment
he won my battle and my fight.
Those falling moments
when I thought
survive.
His love protects me.
Failing at no time. Understand the Bible. I know it can be hard to understand. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. And Pastor Tasila, you brought that out very beautifully of how we need the Holy Spirit to interpret, you know. And the first thing that you have to do, you have to have a desire to understand the Word of God, a desire to understand the Scriptures. If you truly have a desire to understand, then all you have to do is ask the Lord for understanding. And you know, he will give it to you because he wants you to understand. Now, here's a couple of do's and don'ts that I would like to give you when you approach the Bible, when you get ready to read. A couple of do's and don'ts. Okay, let's start with the don'ts. Do not read the scripture for the purpose of debate, because you're puffing yourself up, and it makes you lean to your own understanding. It places, you're placing yourself above others by being a know-it-all for them to look up to you. Or yeah, that's what they, that's when people do that for debate. They just want to be noticed as being, you know, they want you to look up to them. It's a form of desiring power over others. Also, do not read the scriptures when you are, when you're high or drunk. Understand that. Keep in mind, and I know some people be reading and they be high and they want to be reading and drunk.
Keep in mind that
drugs, alcohol, and scriptures do not mix. Understand that. This creates a portal for demons to enter in and deceive you by mixing good and evil together, causing you to believe the doctrines of demons and not the doctrines or teachings of the living God. It's a mixture of good and evil. When a demon get involved, that's what it is. Do not read your Bible for the purpose of making yourself look smart or spiritually deep in the presence of others, because you are reading it with your own agenda in mind and with evil motives. See, when we when we read our Bible, especially if we're reading it in front of people, you have to read it with love. You read it with the understanding, with the feelings of God, in other words, because the Lord wants his word to be understood. So if you're going to read it, you read it with love and pray that the people understand what you're reading. So now here comes some of the do's, okay? Here's what you are to do. You are to read the scriptures because you want to get to know the Lord better. You want a closer walk with him. You must read the Bible with love and full. You have to be full of faith, confidence, and belief in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ because you want his word in you. And why, you may ask, and Pastor Tasila told us why, because God's word is life, and you want his life in you, and you want the revelation of his word in you, because it's by the revelation of Jesus Christ that the Lord is going to build his church. So you want the revelation of the Lord in you. His word is life. Therefore, you want it in you. Jesus said that himself in John 6:63. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth or gives life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You must understand that the Holy Spirit wrote the Bible or the scriptures, which a large portion of the Bible is prophecy. And just like prophecy, it must be interpreted or understood, but understood and interpreted by the Holy Spirit, the one who wrote it or spoke it. As it is written in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, it will take the Holy Spirit to interpret the Bible. So let the Spirit lead you through the scriptures just as he leads us through life so that you can get the full revelation and understanding of God's word and God's will in this hour. As it is written in John 16, verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So always ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation and understanding as you read his word, or even before you start to read, just pray and ask the Lord to give you revelation, understanding of his word. You should even ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right translations, as there are many translations of scriptures. And some scriptures are better understood as you read, you know, a few other translations. But still, it's the Holy Spirit that will give you the revelation and understanding. So just as Jesus caused his disciples to understand the scriptures in Luke 24:45, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, he has sent his Holy Spirit to open up our understanding in this hour. Then after a while, you will begin to discover that the scriptures will interpret the scriptures. The Holy Spirit will point that out and let you see it. Scripture will interpret scripture. The Bible interprets the Bible in many cases as you submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, he'll point that out to you. As the scripture says in Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. We search the scriptures. We search the scriptures. The Lord says, seek and ye shall find. So we search the scriptures just like the Bereans did in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. And the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who coming there went into the synagogue. As soon as they got there, they went right into the synagogue. The church of their day, okay? The synagogue of the Jews. These Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They had just left Thessalonica, and they went to Berea, but the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. They heard Paul and Silas speak, but still they searched the scriptures themselves to make sure that what they were preaching was true. They searched the scriptures, and that's what we have to do. Even when we hear people speak, we still have to search the scriptures. When your pastor is preaching, search the scriptures still to make sure that what this evangelist, this prophet or pastor or anybody that's a teacher or preacher of the word, you have to search the scriptures to make sure that what they're saying is true, as it is written, to try all spirits. There are some Christians who read their Bibles, and that's good, and we encourage that. And then there are those who read and study their Bibles, which is what God prefers. As Paul told Timothy, you know, we can be sure that this word goes for us as well. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. You're rightly interpreting the word, because it's by the Holy Spirit that you're interpreting. We must study His word in order to rightly divide the word, especially when we're ministering to people. And just as the Levites during the days of Ezra, who was a scribe or writer, he explained the law. The Levites, they explained the law so that the people would understand. We must be able to explain the scriptures in this hour so that those who we are ministering to will understand, that we want them to understand the word. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8. So they read from the book of the law of God, explaining it and giving insight so that the people could understand what was being read. And just as Jesus caused his disciples to understand the scriptures in Luke 24:45, then opened he their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. He has sent, like I said, his Holy Spirit to us, so that we can understand the scriptures in this hour. So we must understand that, we must understand why we are reading and know what we are looking for in the scriptures. Because sometimes we'll search the scriptures, like I said, to make sure that what somebody is preaching is true, or we may be searching the scripture because we need something personally, or something that we can minister to others about, that somebody you know is going through something. So you look for scriptures that would help encourage them. So we have to know what we're looking for in the scriptures. The Bible covers everything we could possibly be going through for us and for others. Therefore, we must read and study his word. Paul gave Timothy some good advice about scripture and the importance of reading and studying. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And now other translations would say something like, all scriptures is God-breathed. And that really fits very good. All scripture
hey,
is
really,
God.
That would be the truth.
That would be the truth. And it is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine means teaching. It's profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof,
teaching,
for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished, furnished unto all good works. Remember that the more we read and study and hear the word, then the Spirit comes, and with the Spirit, he brings faith. As it is written in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is one of the gifts of the Spirit. So when you read the scriptures, and when you hear the scripture, as you yourself read, because you can hear scripture spiritually even when you are reading yourself. When you read the scripture silently, you can still hear spiritually. You hear the scripture you're reading as you're reading. And when someone else is reading the scripture, you hear it. And that's how faith is given to us, by the hearing of God's word. Whether his spoken word or written word. Yes, the Holy Spirit brings faith. He brings faith. Mm. Praise the Lord. And then we are to keep God's word. Keep it in us, because it's life. God's word is life. And we have to keep the word in us. That's one of the ways that we get his word in us, is when we read and study the word, when we hear true anointed men of God preaching and teaching the word. The Holy Spirit confirms in you that the word that they're preaching and teaching is true. Then your faith is stronger. You get strong faith. Wow. We meditate on his word, and you spoke about that, Pastor Tasila, meditating on his word, which means we reflect, we recite scripture, we speak his word even to ourselves, and then our faith is built up, and then we stand on his word. That's how we become successful in Christ, by standing on his word and having that word in us. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law, which is the Bible in our case, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So just keep in mind, So we are not just to read God's word. We are to memorize God's word and study his word. But we are to do. We're not just to read, memorize, and study. We are to do what is written in his word. Obedience. We are to be obedient to the word of God, and then we stand on his word. That's when we are successful. We will have good success. Amen. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Always living victory.
You know, Pastor Tasila, it's so beautiful that the Lord has given us documentation, or he's left us with something that we can read that documents his greatness, how he loved his people and the mighty works that he's done in the past, and which gives light to the things that he's doing now in this hour. And he's given us his word and scripture, you know, throughout the years with everything that he did. You often wonder, well, why did the Lord have people write down all of these things? You know, Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, you know. So it's for a reason, you know. And that's how our faith is made strong, because we read and we believe. We read it and we believe it. And then our faith is made strong, because we know that if he did it then, he can do it now. How he delivered them, he can deliver us, you know.
When your attention is drawn away, which the enemy has a way of making everything important except reading your Bible, your faith is being stolen right before your very eyes. That's you being
slowly but surely
overtaken, unaware. I mean, your faith is being stolen right before your very eyes. If all the words you're getting is on Sunday when you go to church, or you're listening to different programs maybe here and there throughout the week, but you're not reading, your faith is being stolen right before your very eyes. And that makes a weakened system, church system. And all you're listening to is others and not listening to the Holy Spirit. That's not good, because God wants to talk to you. He wants to have you to have an audience with the King. And that's how God talks to you, through his word. You know, he wants you to have a personal audience with him by you reading. He has a lot to tell you, a lot to show you. How do you know unless you read?
Right.
And I'm glad he left us all this beautiful blueprint.
Yes. And you know, sometimes people have a problem when they start to read, they fall asleep. And they doze off, or while they're reading, their mind wander, you know. This is where discipline comes in. If you have to stay focused on what you're reading, be focused on the words, every word you're focused on when you're reading, because it's revelation in there. And the more you read and focus on what you're reading, the more and more the Lord opens up the scripture. That's why you can read a scripture several times, many times. And then all of a sudden you read it again, and boom, something new pops out of that same scripture that you've been reading for I don't know how long. And you're like, wow, I never noticed that. I never knew that. Yeah, it could be 30, 40 years of reading that scripture, and then all of a sudden, bang. And you wonder, well, Lord, why didn't I see that, you know, back then? Well, the Lord's timing is great. He knows when to open things up for you. You're ready for it now. You've grown a little, you know, so you're ready for it. So he gives you a little more of a revelation, unveiling a little more of himself, of his scripture, of his word, of who he is, causing you to understand many things, understand him, understand the plan of the ages, even understand yourself. Many people don't understand yourself. Read the scripture. Everything is in there. It's in there. And it's also his, and also have your heart and minds open to receive his spoken word, his rhema word, his live word that comes directly from his throne to your spirit or to your ears, because God can speak to us in many different ways. And we have to be open to that too. So we read, and we also spend that quiet, personal, private, intimate time with the Lord, so that he can download information to you. And that helps you understand the scriptures even more when that happens. So it's a lot involved in reading the scriptures and understanding it. You really have to have a relationship with the Lord, and he will speak to you constantly. And right, Pastor?
Abiding in him. Abiding in him helps.
Yeah.
He that abideth in the secret place of the Most High,
mm-hmm.
staying in him and abiding in him will give you a good understanding, because you're up under him. You can learn his ways. Oh, it's so many facets to God, and it's so, and I just laugh because sometimes you have to, because how great he is and how man thinks he's in control, but actually we're like little puppets down here. And, you know, and the good thing about God, he doesn't puppeteer us. He allows us all to have a free will. If you want to read, you can. If you don't, you don't. And then you're weak. And it's just consequences to everything. You can choose not to read. You could choose a lot of things, but not reading will make you a weak Christian. Because then your when someone tells you Jesus is not Lord, you'll be like, well, they said, instead of saying Jesus is Lord, I know he's Lord. Because you know it in your heart. You know it in your mind, your soul, and your knower, what we call your knower, your Holy Spirit.
Your knower.
And your knower. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, everybody, we're having fun, and time is going. Time just doesn't stop. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, we're here next week at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Tell your friends and family members to tune in. We would just love for you guys to be a part of our listening audience. Okay, God bless you all. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Read your Bibles.